else, Jake?
No, thanks. Still working on my eggs.
Right, no problem. Hi there. Would you mind if I handed out some flyers?
Well, as long as they're not for the diner down the street. Although their free breakfast was really great.
No, this is for the Fresh Earth Project. We're sponsoring a rally about global warming.
Do you think you could help us get more heat in the men's room?
I'll bring that up at the rally. It's Thursday night.
Well, out with the old and in with the new. More coffee, Reg? The Fresh Earth Project? Aren't those the idiot trying to save whales? What the hell are they saving whales from? Ireland?
Well, thanks a lot. Hope to see you at the rally.
Oh, my God.
Just came for a cigarette. Pretend I'm not here. I can do that.
Hi there. I'm from the Fresh Earth Project, and we're sponsoring a rally
Fresh
about...
Fresh Earth? What the hell are you doing in the Bronx?
Well, sir, yeah, I know.
You're trying to save the planet. Trust me, there's nothing left worth saving.
Maybe you don't.
Don't tell me that I'm polluting the environment. This is just tobacco and chemicals straight from God's green earth. That okay with you, Birkenstock?
I'm sorry about him. He just woke up on the wrong side of his ashtray.
About 30 years ago.
Well, it takes all kinds, unfortunately. Hope to see you at the rally.
Excuse me. Hi. I'm Bob.
Nice to meet you. I'm Connie. You know, the environment really is in a lot of trouble. We all need to conserve energy.
Hey, Bob's all about conserving energy.
It's true. Once he sits down, he barely moves.
Well, nice meeting you.
Wow. She takes my breath away.
If only.
I'm surprised you're interested in a woman like that, Bob.
Why? Because she's smart, interesting, and dedicated to a cause?
No, because she could pick you up over her head and spike you like a football.
Yeah, she could, couldn't she?
Margaret, I looked and I can't find my bracelet anywhere.
Where did you have it last?
If I knew where I had it last, I'd go there and get it. The bracelet had a lot of sentimental value. Gil stole it for me on our second anniversary.
I'm sure it'll turn up eventually.
Not if someone took it. What kind of person would steal something from someone who got it from someone who loved them enough to steal it for them in the first place?
You know what scares me? I understood exactly what you just said.
Excuse me, I'm Helen Willicke. I called earlier about getting my father in to see Dr. Becker.
Oh, right. Dr. Lissandro faxed over his records. Hi, I'm Linda.
My father isn't able to speak. He has ALS. You know Lou Gehrig's disease?
What happened? Do they share a can of soda or something?
No, you see, could you just tell the doctor we're here?
Sure. Mr. Willicke, you can go on back to room one. It's down the hall and to the left. If you need anything, holler. Oh, right. And I'll need you to fill out his paperwork. You know, Margaret, I had a thought.
Prove it.
I think that one of the patients stole my bracelet.
Oh, Linda, I don't think that...
Like her. Hey, you've been here all morning. My gold bracelet was stolen. Now, I'm not accusing you. But if it should happen to appear on this desk, I promise there'll be no questions asked.
You done?
Yes.
Good. Sister Teresa, if you follow me back, we can take those x-rays now.
Smooth.
Yeah, like my bracelet wouldn't go great with that big gold cross.
I see you were diagnosed 8 months ago. The other doctor tell you exactly how serious this disease is? Yeah, the trouble with ALS is you never can tell exactly how fast it's going to progress. Let me ask you something. How long ago did you start to lose the ability to speak? One month? One year? Two years? I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this. Less than two years, but more... A little more than a year. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. And you gotta go through this, what, 100 times a day? Yeah, don't start. Hey, do you know how to type? Yeah, I had a patient that had a stroke, and he had this machine that talked for him. Whatever he typed into it, it would say. No, you're right, it's very expensive, but the insurance should cover that. Yeah, you're right, they are cheap bastards, but you know what? Let me handle this for you. I have a way with people. Linda! I'm much better on the phone. Reg, coffee to go, please.
Wow, nice big cell phone. Having a conversation with the 80s?
Yeah, I've been on hold for the last 45 minutes in that damn insurance company. And I think I'm going to hang up, but I will never hang up.
Are you still trying to get that guy that talking computer thing?
Oh, yeah, right. That is how this started. You know what? Let me have your telephone, will you, please? Watch this. I'm about to beat the system.
Oh no. God, not the system again.
Yeah, this is Dr. John Becker from Mr. Saunders. Yes, I know I'm holding on the other line, and I know you think I'm going to hang up, but I will never hang up. I will stay on hold until I die.
What'd they say?
Said that was their plan. Yeah, well, it's not going to work. They don't know how little I have to live for.
Oh, my God, Bob put on a tie.
What's going on, Bob?
Nothing. Can a guy get dressed up for no reason?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for offering to hand out these flyers.
Oh. Hi, Connie. You look nice. And you smell great. Real natural. And by that, I don't mean French woman armpit natural.
Thank you.
That was Bob making his move.
I sure hope he's got more than one.
So, I'll see you tonight at the rally?
Hey. Anytime Bob gets to learn about the environment and charge his electric car, he's there.
You don't have an electric car.
Well, not a big one that you drive around.
You're tall, smart, good-looking, yet nobody gets you.
That's so true.
That's so sad.
Lena, this is called a light writer. It's a very sophisticated piece of medical equipment. Oh, look what I can make it do.
Wow, that looks fancy.
Yeah.
And expensive. Expensive enough that maybe you paid for it by, I don't know, pawning a gold bracelet.
My fault, I started the conversation. What do you want?
Oh, right, Mr. Willicky's here to see you.
Oh. Hey, how are you? Come on in. Have a seat there. Yeah, anywhere is good. Well, here it is. Huh?
Yeah.
Now you can have a conversation. You can go to the store by yourself. You can even talk on the phone. But look at this. This button right here is like a doorbell. You use it to get people's attention. Go ahead. Try it out, Mr. Willicky.
Call me Joe.
Great. Joe it is. It's all yours. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You're tall, smart, good-looking, yet nobody gets you.
My assistant must have been playing around with that.
Oh, John, I have Mr. Willicky's paperwork.
Oh, great. Sign right here, and I'll have you on your way. Shoot, I thought I... Margie, is that my gold pen?
Oh, right. You left it in the exam room. I must have picked it up by accident.
By accident. Interesting.
Good luck with it, Joe. See you. I tell you, Margaret, sometimes I just love my job. I mean, it'd be gratifying enough to give a man his voice back, but a sweet man like that.
Hey, lady, move your big fat butt.
Good afternoon, everyone.
did you get dressed this morning? India?
The information, it's a hemp and wild cotton weed. Completely natural.
As opposed to the petroleum-based garments you usually wear?
Exactly. Reg, let me get a tofu burger on whole grain unbleached bread with a glass of guava nectar.
Yeah.
What is with you, Bob?
Hey, Connie's opened my eyes to a whole new world. I no longer eat meat, wear leather, or shave my legs. What? I swim competitively.
So have you asked her out yet?
Hey, I'm gonna ask her out. I'm just waiting for the right time.
Come on, Bob. Be a man. You know, get yourself a step stool and ask the woman out.
Here you go, two rare bacon cheeseburgers.
You're gonna eat that? Connie says there's more bacteria in a burger than there is in a Subway turnstile. Connie says that sometimes the beef industry neglects cattle, so they get terrible weeping infections of the eye sockets. Connie says that the infection can eat away at the flesh until there's nothing left but a giant crater in the side of the cow's head.
That's it, I'm done. What? I went to med school. After what I've seen, I could eat soup out of that cow's head.
Linda!
Yes?
I have some good news.
You're finally gonna change your hair?
No.
Good, because it's perfect the way it is.
I found your bracelet.
Wow, thank you, Margaret. It really means a lot to me that you found it.
Excuse me. Is Dr. Becker in?
Oh, yes, he's in his office. You could go on back.
Dr. Becker?
Yeah?
I'm Joe Willicky's daughter, Helen. Could I talk to you about that machine you got for my father?
Sure. Come on in. But if you're here to thank me, there's no need. I didn't do anything that any other dedicated medical professional wouldn't have done. Well, maybe a little more.
I hate that thing.
My pleasure. Go back.
I thought it would be so great if my father could finally talk. But since he's had that machine, he's been rude, he's insulting, and he uses it to curse at everybody, including me.
He tortures
our poor dog with that damn doorbell button. Every time Biscuit hears it, he goes crazy and runs for the door, and my father does it all day long.
Yeah, if you're asking me to take the machine away, I can't do that.
I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I liked him better when he couldn't talk. Is all this anger part of the disease?
Wouldn't you be angry?
You're right, I know. It's just that I know we don't have that much time left together, and I don't want it to be like this.
I don't know. I suppose I could talk to him.
That'd be great. But I'm warning you, he can be very abrasive.
Oh, don't worry. I deal with people like that all day long.
Mrs. Sanchez, you can go on back now.
Oh, don't forget your purse. Definitely don't want to leave anything lying around this office.
Linda, if you are accusing me of stealing your bracelet, then just come on out and say it.
Okay. I accuse you.
I did not steal your bracelet. Don't you do that to me.
Come on, Margaret. What am I supposed to think? That my bracelet just magically flew off my wrist like that?
Ow!
I'm willing to forget about this if you are.
Is Connie here yet?
I haven't seen her.
Don't kid around. I asked her to meet me here because today's the day Bob asked out his potential soulmate.
Soulmate? Bob, have you been smoking your sandals?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Connie. Hey, I had fun at the rally last night. Thanks for letting me get up on your shoulders. I finally got to see Suzanne Vega.
That was
was great. So is that all you wanted to tell me? I'm kind of on my way to a meeting.
No, there's something I wanted to ask you. Sit down. Would you like to go to dinner with me tonight? I found this great new health food restaurant. You know, the type of place frequented by your earthy types. There were so many great ponytails, I thought I was in the holding pen at the glue factory.
Tonight, I'm sorry, I can't.
Right, too last minute. How about next weekend?
Sorry, my mom's coming into town.
Oh, that's sweet, because without family, we have nothing. How about the week after?
Sorry, Bob, I can't then either.
Oh, wait a minute. I see what's going on here. You have a boyfriend and you have to break up with him before you can go out with me.
Okay, Bob, I don't have a boyfriend. I was trying to let you down easy. You're a nice guy, but the truth is I just really don't want to go out with you. I'm sorry. Bye, Bob.
Well, Bob can't spend that.
Gee, Bob, when you went to the rally and got your new clothes and stopped eating meat, well, I didn't believe you at first, but it really sounds like you like this girl.
You gotta admit, I did.
Is there anything we can do to make you feel better?
Yeah. If you can give me a big, bloody, double bacon cheeseburger.
But, Bob, what about the cow's decaying eye socket?
Sure, I'll fry him with apple, have it for dessert.
I said bourbon, not cat pee.
Hey, Joe. Your daughter told me I might find you here.
Now, if you have a problem with that one, you can kiss my
ass. Hey, well, this is a... Well, it's a bar, but still, you know.
You want anything?
Yes, I'd like a Scotch Rocks, please. You know, with ALS, you're not supposed to be drinking.
Because it's bad for my health.
Yeah, look, Joe, Helen wants me to talk to you. I know it's bad. I know you didn't plan your life this way. I mean, you have a horribly unfair disease.
Are you trying to cheer me up?
I'm just saying that, you know, maybe you need to be a little nicer to people than...
Hey, what do I have to do? You know, go back there and make the drink myself?
Where was I?
Being nice.
Yeah, look... You know, if you keep doing this, Joe, you're going to push people away, and you can't afford to do that.
Choke on it.
Thank you. You know, maybe you should just be a little more careful what you say to people. You know, think about how it's going to make them feel. You know, like your daughter, for instance. She might be a little oversensitive. She might be driving you nuts. I don't know. But, you know... Yeah.
My daughter is nice to me.
So, why are you so mean to her?
I don't know.
Maybe you're just angry at everybody and she happens to be in the line of fire?
I don't know.
What is it? I mean, you think if you're not nice to people, they're not going to miss you when you're gone? I mean, come on. This is your daughter we're talking about, Joe.
I don't want to leave her. I love my daughter.
Well, then don't leave her before you have to. You're welcome.
You know, I understand you being pissed off at people, but what do you have against her dog? I mean, come on, it's just a dog.
It's a poodle.
Oh, geez.
It wears a sweater.
I got it.